The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I'm BERKEY, Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This does not put the United States in the lead by any means. But what it does is it really does ensure that the United States is in the game. We do need to take seriously the fact that the states that are most dependent on coal are going to need to be careful in how they implement these sorts of rules so that they do it in a way that's right for their economy. I think that there's very significant opportunities in terms of the job opportunities in a number of the sectors. There will be winners and losers. Power plants represent the largest source of carbon pollution in the United States, and this is the first time that any administration has put limits on the amount of carbon pollution that can be put into the atmosphere by these sources.
Kevin Kennedy, director of the U.S. Climate Initiative at the World Resources Institute, says, bravo, this framework we know can be used to getting very significant reductions, but not everybody agrees with that. The proposed rules say a 30% reduction by 2030, according to the EPA. That's the proposal. Anyway, what does that mean, as he said, for people who work in the coal industry? You heard him say there's going to be winners and losers. It's going to be a lot of losers in Kentucky, in West Virginia, in Pennsylvania, in North Carolina. Rand Paul, thought to be perhaps the best candidate to run for president on the Republican side, now the senator from Kentucky, called the move an assault on the economy and an illegal use of executive power. He's saying he's going to force a vote to repeal it. He's got a lot of help. There's a lot of faces on the Hill that are saying the same thing. Democratic-wise, West Virginia Congressman Nick Rahal said he's going to introduce legislation. The Republican from West Virginia, the Congressman David McKinley, not surprisingly, says the same thing, have to stop the EPA plan. It's going to be bipartisan legislation. Rahal says it'll prevent the disastrous new rules from wreaking havoc with our economy. Is this a backdoor way for the Prez to impose strict emission limits on power plants? And is this about slamming the door? It's going to cost jobs. It's going to jack up your electric bill. The White House, when asked that question, says, well, at first you'll feel a little bit of the pain, but then in the end, as we go to these other alternatives and we help the environment, it'll reduce significantly what you're paying. And because the air is cleaner, they're predicting at least 2,100 people will be saved from a heart attack and up to 150,000 asthma attacks. So they're touting health benefits, which I think is kind of risky. We're not going to have heart attacks, or at least some of us won't have a heart attack because we're breathing better air. Then the other advantage of this, according to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, is the U.S. has to be the leader if they're asking other people to clean up their air. So how do we get China and India to just say no to pollution? We have a strict standard in the U.S., and we abide by the regulation, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. When are the Chinese going to listen to us? They have no regulations, except for what they make up as they go along for themselves. It is a communist country with a little entrepreneurism thrown in when it's tolerated. But certainly, they're not going to agree and sign anything that says they're going to reduce carbon emissions. And I believe the same thing for India. And they're two of the worst offenders in developing countries. How about underdeveloped laws in general? So they're not following suit. But they think they will. It's going to hurt the middle class. Without a doubt. You don't have to be a politician to realize what's at stake here. You're living paycheck to paycheck. You know when you get your electric bill. Come on. You get your electric bill, even if you're really good at what you use power-wise, aren't you kind of a little iffy when you open it up, not sure what you're going to read, what you're going to find? And don't get me started on the difference between what a kilowatt is and then the use per hour, what they're charging you, and mixing that in between and the delivery charge. Really take a close look at that bill. So now the EPA's new plan will definitely target greenhouse gases, but it's a job killer. Who knows how many? I'd say at least a million. This isn't the normal legislative process. The broader public, I don't think, really wants this. And so here we go again. This imposed solution on you and me, meaning fewer choices and higher costs. We see how that works. Not very well. There is a 30-day comment period. Go to the EPA website and comment, for goodness sake. Call your congressman. Call your senator. Let them know how you feel. Unless you like this policy, and you might. There could be some people listening that say, hey, listen, I believe there is global warming, and the rest of you are wrong. And I also believe that we got to do something to clean things up anyway, so why don't we look for alternatives? Hey, I'm all for you find us some good alternatives that mix in with what we have, and we don't have to pay Uber bucks for it, and it really, really works. But we don't really have that at this point. We don't have the plant capacities. We have not mass-produced solar panels. We've not shown that it works. Yeah, in some cases it does. When the people can afford to put the panels on their homes, for example, and they live in an area where they get the right amount of sun. If these rules go into effect, I mean, really, this is like dismantling our economy. And it gives the wealthy a serious competitive advantage. That's what I would say. Kentucky especially. The people who work in the coal industry, this had to be one of the worst days for them. It had to be one of the worst. There are a lot of people that are going to get slammed by these regulations. The president isn't one of them, but there are so many people in the middle to lower classes that have a very tough, tough time. Hang with us. Odds and ends. Believe it or not, some other things happened in the world. We're going to talk about it. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away. But I can see the fire still alight. Running into the night. There's too many men, too many people, taking too many problems. Not much love to go around. Can't see this is a land of confusion.
Yikes. Topping odds and ends. Here's one a lot of people are talking about in Los Angeles. Veterans, boy, veterans have been in the news a lot lately, right? We just went through Memorial Day. You know, we say on this show, if you served, you really deserve the best treatment. You really do. And so many of the conditions and so much of what happens in war, you know, the old quote, war is hell. And if you go through that hell and you come out on the other side, geez, you should be able to come back and land softly if possible. It's tough to reconnect as it is. So we've been through the Shinseki thing and going through that, now looking for a new Veteran Affairs Secretary, trying to sort out what's happened with bonuses and double lists and everything else in Phoenix and in other veterans facilities, and how bad is it? Let's hope we see some criminal prosecutions. So you have that. Could there be a bigger story? And then you have the story of Bo Bergdahl coming back after all those years in captivity. But the exchanges, as Senator Lindsey Graham says, the Taliban dream team, poof, there they go, off into the wild blue yonder on a helicopter to Qatar. And know they're going to be okay for a year and then We'll see what happens. Because they have massive hate in their heart for the United States already on the high, mid to high level list of people you don't want to tangle with as far as Islamic extremism. Then the charges about Bergdahl disappearing, deserting, if that's really what happened, and his unit, platoon, trying to find him, and so many of them meeting with their deaths because of it, because that's where they were when they were shot or were picked off, sadly, by an IED. And then the skirting around Bergdahl and his situation. And for years, thinking about doing this and finally doing it, it's crazy. And we have not heard the last of that story. So here's the third thing for odds and ends. Vietnam veterans in California are so upset about this whole Jane Fonda thing. She was chosen to speak at the UCLA graduation. And you know the story. But if, in case you don't, in 72... she went to Hanoi to meet with enemy soldiers and called American soldiers war criminals. So this has carried her, has been plaguing her for her whole life, pretty much. And she was picked to be the graduation speaker at the School of Theater, Film, and Television's commencement ceremony on June 13th. So there are a lot of people that are upset. They're picketing. They're writing notes. Let's just sum it up. Nick Callis, the president of the Santa Clarita chapter of Vietnam Veterans of America, said, "We hate her. We won't ever see any of her movies or support anything she did. It makes me sick to see her get this kind of recognition." And I think what really kicked up the fury, too, for a lot of people is that while she was journeying to Vietnam, you had soldiers that were dying in terrible conditions in the jungles in Southeast Asia. It was a time when there were people being disillusioned, becoming very disillusioned with the war. But the fact that she said that and then what happened with so many young Americans, oh. I remember she was on some show and she said she made an unforgivable mistake. That's what she said. Saying she was taken to a North Vietnam military site during the last day of her visit despite her objections. She said she was an emotional wreck, and she didn't know if it was a setup or not. She said, "I was an adult. I take responsibility for my actions." She just can't walk those words back is the problem for so many people in such a horrific situation. So anyway, I don't think that that's going to stop her from speaking at UCLA, but we'll see because they're planning a few protests. These stories really freak me out, and here we are in the summertime. You know, Shark Week comes up in August. A South Florida woman is recovering, they say, from suffering an apparent shark bite. She was in the intercoastal waterway off of Fort Lauderdale. 22-year-old Jessica Vaughn is okay. That's the good news. She had a 2-hour surgery. They say that she got a puncture wounds, as well as an open wound with muscle damage. No blood vessels or nerves were damaged. That's good. She's going to be in a splint. She was swimming from a boat to an inner tube. Boat to an inner tube. Sunday, when she felt like she was being punched in the leg. Ugh. She was struck in the face by the fin of what was thought to be a shark. Friends pulled her back into the boat. And then met them at a nearby dock, and they were off. Ugh. I mean, thank goodness it wasn't worse. But every time you hear those stories, it does make you think. When you're swimming in some of those waters, especially in Florida. Especially when you're there. Let's throw another one at you that caught my eye earlier in the day, and this is kind of a, you know, this goes back to what's happening in the country as far as guns in the conversation because of the latest tragedy at the campus of UC Santa Barbara. And now the Obama administration, which they had trouble getting gun control passed on the Hill, is now talking about the possibility of executive power to try to put some in the firearms groups out of business, I suppose. Daryl Issa, chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, is talking about some internal Justice Department documents and saying that the administration used a program known as Operation Choke Point to target legal companies that it finds objectionable. And it was started in 2013 to protect consumers by choking alleged fraudsters' access to the banking system. And they say this is part of that whole smokescreen thing. In releasing the federal documents, it shows that there were other things attached to this. And that they're going after guns and ammunition manufacturers, gun sellers, and non-deposit lenders. So trying to figure out a way to go around it. Choking the fraudsters. And they look for companies that are considered high risk. And what do you think they consider high risk? Firearm industry has been lumped in as a high risk business, which would include pornography, drug paraphernalia, escort services, racist materials, Ponzi schemes, and online gambling. This is a play to go after guns and ammunition manufacturers, there's no question. Gun sellers and everything in between. And they sponsored an amendment. There was a sponsored amendment, which the House passed on last Thursday night, which prohibits federal funds in the next fiscal year from being used to carry out Operation Choke Point, rather. This is another war, if you will, that is far, far, far from over. It's never really over. But anytime something happens, it gets worse. So the way to go after the guns, to grab the guns, is to put it somehow in Choke Point, which is what the Department of Justice has done. All right, stay with us. Much more to come here on this version of America Tonight.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Boy, you can hear a pin drop all over Washington, D.C. and beyond today. The Environmental Protection Agency on Monday released new rules that call on power plants to cut their carbon emissions 30% by 2030. The new rules, you can find them all over the EPA's website, are part of President Obama's payback, you know, that whole climate change plan that he ran on back in 2008. So there is a major battle going on with Republicans and coal state Democrats and a lot of business groups not happy about this. What does it mean to you and me? We'll talk about that as well. In our virtual green room, if you will, Amy Ridenour, chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research. Amy, when you heard this today, what was your reaction?
Well, I guess disgust would be the best word, because we're going to kill a lot of jobs. Tens of thousands to start with, probably hundreds of thousands more over time. We will probably double our electricity bills, cause brownouts for ourselves, and we will not affect the temperature of the planet in any measurable way, if at all.
But see, here's the thing. The EPA chief, Gina McCarthy, would just disagree with you. She'd say, listen, for every dollar the government invests in the new climate initiative, families are going to see $7 in health benefits, and they're releasing crazy figures saying that this is how much money we're going to save. I just want to know, where are they getting these figures from?
They make them up. I'm sorry to say this, but there's a lot of lying going on. Just to be perfectly blunt, a couple of years ago, there was another regulation that got some genuine pollutants out of the air. Today, the president and the EPA, meaning the White House, they spoke about kids not getting asthma and people having health benefits from today's rule using the regulations that already exist for some of these other pollutants. What they're talking about today is carbon dioxide. That's what we breathe out. It does not hurt us. It is not a pollution. It is not pollution. We breathe it in. We breathe it out. We're fine. So what they did, and they admitted it later, they don't even mind if they lie. It's just amazing. They got caught. They admitted it. Oh, yeah, okay, that was an earlier rule, and it's already in place. So if they didn't do this today, those benefits would still exist, and indeed we have them now. So that's how how they fed it, just to put a word on it, they lied.
And, you know, and it's interesting, the number is, what they're saying is that it'll generate more than $90 billion in climate and health benefits, what you're just talking about, compared to the $7.3 billion to $8.8 billion in costs. And here was the other thing they said. In the first year, going along with the same thing that I said before, and you just mentioned this, they're saying that the rule, that's what they said earlier, as you say, then they roll it back a little, the rule would avoid up to 150,000 asthma attacks and 2,100 heart attacks. I have spoken with some of the best doctors in the world because of this job, Amy, and I don't know how you guarantee that in the first place. Do you?
Well, no, but, you know, that's the funny thing. They have climate models that they say are going to cause the planet to catastrophically heat. These climate models are not coming true. So they just keep repeating that that's what they say, regardless of the fact that they're not coming true. That's what they're doing here, too. They're speaking of a benefit that does not exist. Now, I agree. I am not a medical doctor. But I have never in my life heard of a child getting asthma or a person having a heart attack because they had a tiny, tiny bit more CO2 in the air. And we are talking about a very, very tiny bit more CO2 in the air. That just doesn't cause heart attacks.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And here's the other part of this. I said at the beginning, businesses have to be going nuts over this. And then you think of the coal states. You talked about how many jobs, the potential jobs that are lost here. I mean, this is just going to cripple places like West Virginia, isn't it?
Well, yes, and Kentucky, and a few states that aren't voting Democrat, so I suspect the president doesn't care quite as much as he might otherwise. And, you know, I guess Ohio, they must have some concern about Ohio because it's a swing state, but the president has already been reelected, so he doesn't care quite as much about that. But I will say this, you can tell, because this administration is so political, you can tell what they believe the public reaction to this is by the fact that they announced that swap with our former soldier, I'll call him, for five terrorists to step on this EPA story. You know, they've had years to do a trade to free that guy, and they managed to do it right when they were making an EPA announcement, and they did step on quite a bit of the news. Tells you what they think the public thinks about what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. You're right. The timing over the weekend and then roll into this for sure. And now here's the other part of this. You mentioned Kentucky, which is, again, is one of those coal places. The Senate Minority Leader, as you know, Mitch McConnell, one of the representatives from Kentucky, longtime representative, he's supposedly going to introduce some legislation this week that would block the regulations. But once you do this, it's hard to roll some of this back, isn't it?
Well, yes, of course it is. And also people make investment decisions and so forth from the fact that these rules exist and could continue. And no one knows who the next president's going to be, let alone which party that person's going to be or what they would think about this particular rule. It seems clear to me, and I can't prove this exactly, but it seems fairly clear to me that this White House and the leaders of the Democratic Party are in part doing things in order to get money from campaign donors. There are quite a few very well-heeled Democratic donors who truly, apparently, believe in the catastrophic global warming theory and are making donations based on whether they think people are working on it, basically the Al Gore position. So if the White House wants to get those donations, they have to show that they're doing something. Well, if those donors stay out there, I'll just make up a name, John Doe, Democrat. Gets elected in 2016. Is John Doe going to whirl this back knowing that he will lose donors for his reelection? Probably not. And if a Republican wins, are they going to rule them back knowing that they will be attacked by the green groups and the news media? Maybe. Depends on who it is, but maybe not.
Yeah, it's definitely political. The other side of this, in talking about this whole, this is how much money people are going to save, doesn't this really slam the people who would be on the lower economic ring and minorities, I would think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because just think about it. If you're a fairly wealthy person or even upper middle class, you may not like what you have to pay to put gas in your car or how much your electric bill is, but you can afford it. If you are someone who is carefully looking at your bank balance to make it to the end of the month, maybe doing without a few meals or eating the cheapest food possible, and your electric bill doubles, that's a big, big deal to you. So, yes, the lower-income people, even, you know, some middle-class people, anybody who's living paycheck to paycheck, really, is going to be affected by this. And, you know, bluntly, minorities are disproportionately lower-income. So, yeah, this hurts black folks and immigrants and Hispanics disproportionately compared to people who have either lived here a long time, the Caucasians, however you want to phrase it. This is, you know, you talk about your war on women. This is a war on minorities and the poor.
Yeah, I think it is, too, because then what you have to pay, it's like they say, well, then you come up to standards. Well, look around what you have to pay for those standards. I mean, this is kind of a wild example, but it's like the stuff with the light bulb and then the what's happening now when you get rid of the supposedly LED light bulbs and energy savers, what happens in some of how they don't, you know, how they're polluting actually the lead. Some of that stuff is coming out and what it's doing and how they pounded it into, several of those landfills. So then you go to shop, right, for these light bulbs. And yesterday I was out, Amy, and I saw this giant thing of, you know, this is it. This is all we have in stock at the Home Depot. And then you looked at these tiny light bulbs next to them and they were $15. The new energy-saving light bulbs. So you either buy the stuff before it goes out of stock or you look at the $15 light bulbs. How is somebody that's on a limited budget going to be able to afford even that?
Well, that's absolutely right. And I think the light bulbs are a perfect analogy because they sold it to us saying we would save money, we would save electricity, and the bulbs would be cheaper because we wouldn't have to replace them. And how often do we have to replace them? Often. People aren't, you know, they said, oh, 10 years. 10 years easy. So you'll save over time. And then people aren't getting 10 years out of them. And that's the same thing that's going to happen here. There are 600 coal-fired power plants, electricity plants in the United States. They cannot, in any rational economic way, go along with this regulation. The smart thing for them to do is just to close down. If they close down, they stop generating power, obviously. They also stop buying coal. Now, the coal guys, you know, this will cost more, but they can export the coal to India, to China. So that coal will still get burned, which is, you know, a little bit of an environmental thing. Coal's right. Going to get burned anyway, but, you know, right. Did the president mention that? No, he did not. So they're not going to have 600 plants. Now, some of these will be replaced with other plants, but that's a lot of money, a lot of money. And we're going to have brownouts. I mean, I'm quite serious. If we keep this up and it does not get amended or abated, you know, if you live in the South and you want your air conditioning, you're going to find you don't have as much of it. And there's some states, of course, with more coal-fired power plants than others. Like Illinois has a bad situation, for example. Other states, it's much, you know, they may have more nuclear and some other things. Depends on where you live. But there are going to be people who go without electricity part of every week because of this, if it continues. Now, my hope is the American people will stand up and say, no way, no how, forget this. There is a comment period for 30 days. Folks want to come to my website. I haven't written it up there yet, but in the next hour, conservativeblog.org, we'll have instructions for how you can comment. It's free. You can do it by email. Anybody can do it. They actually do read these things, and I hate to say it because it's a cliche, but seriously do talk to your congressman. And I don't mean just the Republicans. There are a lot of Democrats who, while, yes, it's the president's in their party, they are open to hearing criticism on that. There's some that aren't. There's some that have their minds totally closed.
Right.
But this isn't like most issues. People understand this kills jobs. People understand this doubles the price of electricity. And no congressman wants to explain that to the choice.
Yeah.
So I would not hesitate to share your views if you care about them.
Yep, I agree. Amy Ridenour, great stuff.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy mix, Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, I will write you a song.
Come Thanks away. For listening to this hour of America Tonight as we get ready to put a bow on it. I thought it'd be fun to head to the mail room and check your emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. We got a ton of them this time around. From Nigel Hill, he says, Hi, Kate. I ponder on what you said regarding Obama team not taking the advice of the past administration regarding the woes of the Veterans Affairs Department, but we saw the same thing when Bush took office and ignored Clinton's team warning regarding Middle East terror warnings to commit harm in America using planes. Oh, that's a sore subject, huh? It doesn't seem, and beyond, it doesn't seem like too many administrations take advice from others anymore, especially if from different parties. I expect events like this to continue if the next president is Republican. Thanks, Nigel, for that. That's too bad, isn't it? Because here's the thing. If in the transition team they present you with the facts, here's what we've learned, this is the best guess, this is what we know, this is the trend we've seen, whatever, boom. It's not political. Here it is. Here's what we've seen, here's what we know, here's the intel, here's what it is. Because there's so much, there's just a mountain of information, it's imperative that you try to make that smooth transition. And in the case of the Veterans Administration, the problems with the hospitals, this was not a secret. It wasn't a secret anyway. There were problems with shortages of doctors. There were problems with wait times already. But the double list, the fraud that happened, the criminal activity, and I hope they hold those people accountable if they can tie them to the evidence in Phoenix and in other places there's got to be people that pay for that kind of thing, because that's just outrageous, frankly, is what it is. And I hope that in these transitions, that remember, it's the underlings usually that are part of that, that they pay attention to something that is black and white, something that is intel, something that is the evidence that they've seen, something that shows numbers and doesn't really slant in a certain direction. I'm sure some information could be perceived that way, but I guarantee a lot of it is just cold, hard facts. Here's what we saw. Here's what we have. Boom. Now it's your baby. And they didn't do that. They didn't do that. It's too bad, because General Shinseki was a good soldier, was a brave soldier, lost a foot in Vietnam. Didn't work out in this position as secretary. Had to have the right people in place. That's what I say it is. When you're at the top, you certainly can't be everywhere all the time, no matter how good you are. But you have to have the right lieutenants in place. And if you don't have the right lieutenants in place, then you're going to have these problems. So the incentive was backwards, and it didn't work out. Who comes in next? What happens? Let's hope they bust a move to make a better situation for all veterans, whether it's somebody who's active duty coming back, people that served in the past. You just can't do that. I mean, bravo to all of you who served. I can never say enough about that. I've had many members of my family who served, and in some cases paid the ultimate price with great uncles, etc. But that it's just, you just can't do that. You can't ask somebody to give and give and give for their country and then just not take care of them. I think we all agree on that. That is not political. I don't care if you're flaming liberal or you're right of right. You gotta give me that one. Gotta give it to me. All right, here's what Ryan has to say about the EPA. Foul, 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 Ms. Delaney. This is going to cost jobs, but it's also going to cost us a fortune. We always get the fairy tale version. It's, oh, what this could be like. Well, it could be that way if we all had $1 million in our pocket, but we don't. I don't think that it's too ridiculous to say it's pretty obvious it doesn't match up. It's all about agendas. It's very clear. This was the president's agenda. He got his wish. No country is going to fall in line behind this, especially China. Well, I agree with that. China's not going to do it. They have no regulation as it is. It's the wild, wild east. Yeah, I mean, they don't. Look at the tainted pet food we've gotten and the lead-based things that we've stuffed, junk that's come over here that has harmed people, and there's all these recalls and everything else because they don't care. It's pumping out the product. I mean, look, you've seen stories on it. It's obvious. Somebody goes over with a camera crew. They start to look into these factories, and they see the waste and the toxicity over there. They just throw things out in the water. I mean, it's bad because they don't have it. They have Zippo when it comes to regulation. So they're not going to do it now. They're not going to fall behind in line behind America. And in India, they're not going to do the same. They're going to be the same way. They're not going to do that either. This one from Kevin, who says, hi, Kate. I've emailed you a couple of times. It's been a while. Like the show. Got to tell you, I was very happy to see Shinseki go. What a mess he made of the Veterans Administration. Whether he personally did it or just the people around him, I agree with you. When you're in charge, it's up to you. And I think he knows that, and I'm sure the guy feels badly. You can kind of tell. But the right move was to resign. Oh, I think he feels badly. I mean, imagine getting that phone call. Hey, this is what we've seen in Phoenix, and we're investigating this, and there's possibly 40 deaths because there was a fake list and a real list, and people didn't get in. Yeah, that had to be the worst day of his life when he found out that information, and then that there were other places with a similar problem. It's just a question of how bad it was and what happened to some of the people who didn't get seen. Barbara says, America Tonight, you are now my second favorite show. Sorry, I like Rush, but I really like you a lot, Kate, and I enjoy what you have to say on the air. I find what's going on with this whole EPA thing, from what I understand, to be just ridiculous. How in the world can you possibly say You'll solve asthma for however many cases and prevent heart attacks. Wouldn't a doctor love to say that, look right in someone's face and say, okay, you're not going to have a heart attack? That's just ridiculous. They're making crazy, crazy claims. They sound like an infomercial, and that's the biggest problem I have with it. Well, yeah, it's a, you know, what is the empirical evidence, as they would say? And there's not evidence with that. I mean, would we like to breathe the cleanest air we can breathe? Of course. But can we look at that and say, I'm not going to have a heart attack. I'm not going to have asthma problems. Or I have asthma problems and I'm not going to have asthma problems. I mean, yeah, that's just another thing to throw in the bucket. And it's never good when someone tells you, never. I haven't found this in my life. I wish I could give you a scenario where that it's happened. But when somebody says to you, listen, you're going to pay more for the next 5 years. I know you've heard these stories. You're going to pay more for the next 5 years. I mean, you know, 30% more. But after that, it starts getting reduced. And it's going to be down to, like, ridiculous levels. So it evens out and more. Yeah, I'm just not buying that. If I was being sold the opportunity, I know myself, I would walk away. I would. You might tempt me. You might lure me in. But then in the end, when I start to look at the numbers, I'm thinking to myself, I don't think so. And for the people that rely on the coal plants for jobs, they're out. I mean, they are out with these plants closing, if they close. I mean, who says that all the plants are going to close? But what are they going to have to do to survive if they have those kind of numbers and those numbers aren't taken back? I think that if they're not, if there's not legislation, it's going to be really tough to meet those requirements. I mean, that's just the way it is. This one from Tim, who says, Kate, I'm sure on the show, I know a lot of Democrats listen as well as Republicans, and thank you for inviting everybody to the party, but I'm sure that this audience will really slam the whole EPA thing, but I have to tell you, I think it's a good thing. I really do think we have global warming. Whether we can afford it or not, it's the reality if we look around. You saw what happened after Superstorm Sandy. This is not made-up events. The weather is a changing, my friend. I truly, truly believe it. I'm going to call the show sometime. Thanks. All right, here we go, back to the climate change, and this is part of what Obama was pushing. This was part of the agenda, so he paid it off with the EPA. We'll see if it stands, however, and will the EPA regulations crush the economy? There's the big, big question. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.